Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We actually have a guest. I think we're getting our guest now. It is Birth Defects Awareness Month. And before we get into news, it's just such an important topic that, and in terms of what we've been able to do in the past few decades in terms of advancement and how to save these children is phenomenal. So we are going to be joined by Dr. Scott Adzik, Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Adzik, are you with us now?
I am.
Dr. Adzik,
forever.
We really, really, really appreciate you. We appreciate your team, and thank you. So, yes, talk to us about how one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect.
That's a remarkable statistic, particularly in light of this month being Birth Defects Awareness Month. So that translates to nearly 150,000 babies are born in the U.S. with birth defects, either anatomic, structural, or genetic. And a little bit more on birth defects. They're not only common, one in 33, as you mentioned, but they're costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. They're merciless. Think about this. No parent is immune from having a baby with a birth defect. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown, although we can diagnose, for the most part, virtually all birth defects before birth with modern technology. Birth defects, in my view, are overlooked. The research is underfunded. And birth defects are deadly. They're the leading cause of infant mortality.
What are some of the most common ones that you see?
Well, so to put it in perspective, we've had our center started in 1995, and since that time I've had 27,000 referrals of mothers carrying babies with birth defects that have come from all 50 states and from more than 70 countries internationally. The most common types of birth defects that are diagnosed have to do with neurologic problems like spina bifida or hydrocephalus, congenital heart disease, problems with the urinary tract, fetal tumors, problems with twins, and so forth.
What is so amazing is that you can actually perform fetal surgery. When I was in training, it was still a very, very new art, and so much could go wrong. And now we are able to, intra-womb, do surgery. Tell us about that.
Well, in perspective as well, of approximately 5,000 fetal surgeries that have been done thus far worldwide, a quarter of them have been performed at Children's Hospital Philadelphia at CHOP, more than any other hospital. And we've also managed thousands of pregnancies complicated by birth defects, as I mentioned, like congenital heart disease, in which newborns need immediate specialized medical care or surgery after birth as opposed to before birth. We have a Garbo's Family Special Delivery Unit here, which is a unit founded uniquely in 2008 that provides all the expertise that CHOP can bring to bear on mothers and babies before birth, during birth, and after birth. And the technology is spreading. Not only have we trained many people who now lead centers in North America and are part of the 36 Medical Center North American Fetal Therapy Network, known as NAFNET, founded in 2004, but also we've trained teams that work in Europe, in London, in Leuven, Belgium, in Zurich, Switzerland, in Poland, in Germany, and in Asia. So things are spreading much more common, and the technology has just gotten better, as have the outcomes.
my gosh, it's fantastic. You know, the COVID pandemic has affected medical centers throughout. We've seen labor wards closed. I mean, COVID obviously could affect surgery in multiple ways. You know, how have you all been holding up in terms of staff, in terms of supply chain? Have you guys still been able to do your great work?
Yeah, so of course, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has been hit, particularly with the recent Omicron surge, just like all hospitals. And in this surge, more children have been hospitalized. But that inpatient census has been going down and is much less than in adult hospitals. When the pandemic hit in March, well, here in March of 2020, fortunately, we were the first hospital, little children's hospital on the East Coast to develop our RT-PCR COVID test, which we then applied for all admitted children, all children who had to go to the operating room, and all mothers who were admitted to our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. So when the pandemic first started, as you well know, many hospitals in the U.S. stopped performing things like fetal surgery because they were overwhelmed with COVID patients. But we did not stop. We have extensive protocols in place to keep our patients, our families, and staff safe, and that includes the more recent Omicron surge.
Dr. Adzik, you are a blessing. We appreciate everything you and your team at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Anything in the last minute you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, if they want more information, our website's a good source, and I think that would be fetalsurgery.chop.edu. So fetalsurgery.chop.edu. There's a lot of educational information there.
Absolutely. And, you know, these babies, I mean, what we're able to do is again, if we are, as you said, if we are able to intervene early, then we will hopefully not only save the life of that child, but also save years and years of medical costs managing something that could have possibly been addressed early on. Dr. Adzik, one more time, please give us your website.
Fetal surgery, one word, chop.edu.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back, and God bless you and your team.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, everybody. So, you know, this is, I got to tell you, you know, people always ask, they go, you know, because we have that ability to save babies and we have that ability to save people that might not have lived, you know, do we? Yeah, I get asked, what about Darwinian survival of the fittest? What about, you know, nature? Is that a means of nature trying to help America, you know, help, you know, the human race evolve? And I always say, here's the thing, though. You know, we've evolved to be able to save our children. And there is no way I'm gonna ever turn my back on any baby that needs that help. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys have seen these commercials on plaque psoriasis, and there's tons of different medications out there, and there's a lot of new advancements. And remember I told you guys that I've been watching very carefully some spots that just keep coming up, and I thought it was eczema, and they just kind of are dry and they're patchy, and I'm very fortunate to not have it on multiple parts of my body, but there are many people out there that struggle with these skin conditions that make them feel like they can't be out in public. So joining us next is Dr. Jennifer Soon, dermatologist and director of clinical research at Southern California Dermatology in Santa Ana, as well as Alan Avendano, acclaimed makeup artist to the Hollywood A-listers. Oh, man, I'd love some help and advice there. So, Alan, Dr. Soon, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, it's so great to talk to you again.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you both are here. So, you know what? It's okay. So, Dr. Soon, we'll start with you. It's cold. We see a lot of triggers. Talk to us about plaque psoriasis.
Right. Plaque psoriasis is an autoimmune disease of the skin where on the surface of the skin, patients can get raised, red, flaky, itchy patches. It can affect anywhere on the body, but the most common areas are the scalp, elbows, and knees. And what many people don't know is that the inflammation actually starts from the inside due to an abnormal or dysfunction in the immune system where these inflammatory proteins are overproduced and then target the skin.
Mm. And how common is it?
In fact, about 8 million people in the U.S. have plaque psoriasis, so it's one of the most common conditions that I see as a dermatologist. That's about the size of New York City.
Mm-hmm. And there's tons of different types. There's Goutte psoriasis. There's, you know, when do you tell a person who comes in returning, you know, for eczema, you know, look, we probably are looking at something a little bit more chronic. Do you always do a biopsy, or is it that, I mean, I've seen it could be pretty apparent. That's a good question. Do you have to have a biopsy in order to use some of these medications?
Great question. So most of the time, if you go to a doctor, a physician who's trained, like a board-certified dermatologist, that most of the time it's a clinical diagnosis. But every patient's different. Also, remember, there's been so many different shades of skin. And so skin of color, like black skin, darker skin tones, versus white skin, or even Asian and yellow skin, it can look very different. So in the most classic situations, you can see a very well-demarcated plaque. And what that means is you can really draw a line around it. And psoriasis also has this very characteristic silvery scale. So in the majority of cases, there does not need to be a biopsy done, but it depends. If the doctor or dermatologist feels like it's not quite clear, sometimes when the patches have been scratched or partially treated, it can overlap or look like eczema. So situations, your doctor might recommend a skin biopsy.
And the reason why I ask is many people are using telemedicine now, and they're doing telemedicine dermatology. And for some of these medications now and treatment options, do they need a biopsy confirmation or not always?
Not necessarily. So as long as you have a diagnosis, and to be clear, you don't need a biopsy to go on these medications, even if you're doing virtual medicine, if that doctor thinks and evaluates through video chat or photos that this confirms the diagnosis, then that's enough to proceed treatment.
Exactly.
And I really encourage patients.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I really encourage patients to find a doctor so that they can manage their symptoms and talk about different treatment options. And one of the treatment options we're here to talk about today is Otezla or Apremilast, because it treats plaque psoriasis differently. It's not a cream, injectable, or a biologic. It's a pill that targets the inflammation on the inside of the body.
Well, it's fantastic. It is amazing how that has kind of transformed how we could treat this, especially in terms of the speed. And then again, as telemedicine has just exploded in terms of people's access to medical care, they don't have to go in or you know, have an injection. Now, Alan Avendano has actually lived with plaque psoriasis. Alan, talk to us about your story.
Yes, so I'm so excited to be here again.
I know.
It was so fun talking to you last time. My story, I had plaque age 3. I was stuck in a fire, and I think the trauma to my immune system is what triggered these plaques to appear onto my elbows and my knees. And then it spread throughout my body. So going through grade school and even high school, it was really tough. A lot of bullies, a lot of people that were ignorant to what psoriasis was, and they thought it was contagious, and it obviously is not. And so, you know, by high school, I was really feeling just awful about myself, and I really had to get myself together and realize I'm so much more than this. And I want to great. And so I had to get into that mindset. And that is why I'm super excited to partner with Dr. Song and Angie and Tesla on what we're calling the Inside Look campaign, because you get to hear more about my story. We also do a makeover on a woman named Sarah, and you get to hear about her journey with plaque psoriasis. And the website is called Inside Look, PSO.com. And there you'll get to see me give Sarah a psoriasis-friendly makeover, but also we encourage people on the site to, again, discuss treatment options with your doctor, whether it's virtual or in person, because you really have to deal with this from the inside inside out. And exactly. We just want to empower people that you're not alone, you know?
And, you know, you have been there for people from the beginning, and you are such a sweetheart. You know, what sort of tips can you give us on, now, Lord of mercy, I'm going to be speaking to you separately on all the tips I need to just transform old age. But in terms of plaque psoriasis, because of the scaliness, because of the depth, because of the height of some of these lesions, what are some of the tricks you do makeup-wise?
Yes. Okay. So I do this for myself as well, but if anyone is struggling with plaque psoriasis, especially on their face, moisturizing is always key. But it's also the type of stuff that you use on your face. Obviously, it's gentle moisturizers, definitely gentle exfoliators, and try not to exfoliate too much unless you're having, a lot of flakiness. And also gentle cleansers. And the way that you apply it with your fingertips, be gentle, circular motion, not rubbing too hard, because rubbing can definitely cause new plaque to come out. So you want to be gentle, keyword gentle, right? And then when you're applying makeup, don't overdo it. Don't try to just cover up all these plugs. You're going to make it worse appearance-wise and possibly make the plaques worse. So mm-hmm. when you're applying makeup, you would want to use a sponge or a synthetic brush and tap things in, not necessarily rubbing it in, because, again, it'll irritate your skin. Mm-hmm. And then don't drive yourself crazy trying to cover up these flaws. Instead, bring out the things that you love about your face. If you love your lips, wear a red lipstick. And I know that that can be triggering to people with psoriasis. Honestly, it's such a beautiful, bold look, and I think everyone looks good in a red lipstick. And then, you know, if you want to pump up your eyes, use stuff like that. Do not kill yourself with trying to cover these things up. It's there, and you're much more than that. And I think that is the goal. It's just have people be confident in their own skin and do what you can, but also do whatever makes you feel good. That's the most important. So true.
Dr. Song, we're coming up on the last minute. What can you tell us about Otesla, or some of the other treatments for plaque psoriasis?
Right. So, like I said before, Otesla is a pill. So it treats psoriasis differently because it's not an injection, cream, or biologic. And for certain patients who have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, it can get their skin 75% clearer in 16 weeks. Well, everybody doesn't respond to medicine in the same way, and their individual results will vary. That's why it's so important we encourage patients to connect with a doctor so they can find their right treatment mm-hmm. and manage their symptoms. And also talk about side effects. Every medication is different for each patient. It's really important to talk with your doctor.
Absolutely. InsideLookPSO.com. Alan, Dr. Song, we really appreciate you guys. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken sent a reply to Moscow's demands to avert a Ukrainian invasion. In December, after building up troops at the Ukraine border, Russia called on NATO to pull back its forces and weapons from Eastern Europe and block Ukraine from becoming a NATO ally.
Ambassador Sullivan delivered our written response in Moscow. All told, it sets out a serious diplomatic path forward. Should Russia choose it?
We don't fully know what the response is, as neither the U.S. nor Russia has gone public with the details. What we do know, NATO's future expansion request by Russia was rejected. Oklahoma will execute a man on Thursday for the brutal slayings of two hotel workers during a robbery in 2001. 46-year-old Donald Anthony Grant is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Unemployment claims announced Thursday were down 30,000 compared to a week ago. USA Radio News. It only takes 10 minutes a day to stay healthy.
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Jeopardy win streak has come to an end.
Amy Schneider's 40 consecutive wins and nearly $1.4 million in prize money came to a halt Wednesday night. New champ Roan Talsma had the correct response to the final Jeopardy clue for a winning total of $29,600. Schneider will be back as part of the quiz show's Tournament of Champions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. President Joe Biden is currently giving remarks on the retirement of Stephen Breyer, Supreme Court Justice. We will give you guys some updates on that as we get them. I don't even know if Justice Stephen Breyer actually made the announcement himself, but everybody's been talking about it, so it is happening, and we will keep you posted on any new developments of that. Now, prostate. We talk a lot about prostate on the show because most of my listeners have prostates. And, in fact, it was interesting. I think there was a study out of San Diego showing women have prostatic tissue. I think it was in, one of the journals of sexual medicine. We've spoken about prostates in a whole variety of, settings in terms of, you know, what we could do for benign prostatic hyperplasia, what we could do for advanced prostate, issues. And so Dr. Amy Krambeck is joining us now, urologist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, professor of urology at Northwestern. Eastern, here to talk to us more about advances in treatment options that we have right now for men's prostate issues. Dr. Krambeck, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. It's an honor to be on the show and to talk about something that I'm very passionate about.
Yes, yes. And we're grateful because, you know, men in their 50s, I think they don't realize how common prostate issues, even benign prostatic hypertrophy, can be. Talk to us about how common prostate issues are in men.
Yeah, so extremely common. So, you know, as men age, the prostate grows every year of their life, much like their nose and their ears get bigger every year, so does their prostate. And when you urinate, at least men, they urinate through the center of the prostate. So the urethra tube runs through the center of the prostate. So as it enlarges, it encroaches down on that urethra tube and starts to constrict it, making it difficult to urinate. So about 50% of men by the age of 50 have difficulties urinating, and 80% of men by the age of 80 have difficulties. So it grows astronomically every year, and more men have symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's. I'm glad you brought that up because many men think, you know what, the prostate, I'm not sexually active. It's an organ that, you know, really can't affect me, but it can because once it affects your ability to urinate, now you got backflow, back pressure. Now it could affect your kidneys. And so, you know, the prostate is very, very involved in that, you know, or can have sequelae if we don't address it, even if it's a benign condition like benign prostatic hypertrophy.
Exactly. So, you know, when you go to the doctor and when men go to the doctor and get their yearly exam, that doctor is screening for prostate cancer only. So they're checking a blood PSA, they're doing a rectal exam, they're feeling for cancer, but that's it. If the man doesn't talk to his physician about his symptoms, the physician's never going to know. And a lot of men feel like this is just a natural part of aging, this is what happens, and I have to live with it. So it just creeps up on them. They're up all night. You know, some men get to a point they're urinating 5-6 times a night, going to the bathroom every hour during the day, having accidents, changing their life around urination. Other men let it go so long that they destroy their kidneys and they're on dialysis. Mm-hmm. So it can be an extremely impactful thing, even if it's not cancer, mm-hmm. and it needs treatment.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of men are hesitant about treatment because they think, oh, my gosh, it's going to be very invasive. The treatment, everybody says that the treatment is worse than the problem or the cure is worse, and that's not always the case. Talk to us about some of these treatments we can now do for prostate benign, especially BPH.
Yeah, I think if there's one take home from our conversation today, it's that these symptoms are not normal and you don't have to live with them and the treatment is not worse than the disease. So many of the treatments today, if the symptoms are mild, men can be treated with medication. If they're moderate, they could have an office-based procedure that, you know, is done just in the office and they go home. And if their symptoms are more significant, they can have an actual surgical procedure like the one that I offer, which is laser-based. It's a one-time treatment, never need another treatment, go home the same day without a catheter. So I love seeing these patients back in follow-up because the number one thing I hear is, I should have done this 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and this is life-changing. So
true.
It can be changed, and you can get your life.
Exactly. So talk to us about this laser enucleation of the prostate. It sounds cool. I know guys are cringing, but listen, one, like you said, it's one treatment. Talk to us about this.
Yes, so the procedure that I offer is called HOLEP, holmium laser enucleation of the prostate. And so all the man has to worry about is you come in, you go to sleep, you wake up, and it's done. But while they're asleep, I use a scope through the urethra tube so there's no cutting, no incision. And a hair-like laser is used to literally peel the prostate. The prostate's a lot like an orange, so you can peel out that abnormal tissue that develops. And remove about 85% of it. There's very little bleeding. Oftentimes, people are able to urinate right after surgery and go home the same day. So we ask that you not do anything strenuous for a week, and at the end of a week, if you're doing well, you can start easing back into your normal activities. It's a really fantastic procedure.
It is, and it makes sense. And like you said, minimally invasive. We're speaking to Dr. Amy Krambeck, urologist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. In terms of, you know, follow up, you know, post-operative pain, how long do you notice patients need to recover?
Yes, well, most patients actually feel really good. They say, you know, first day after surgery, I'm kind of tired. By second day, they're starting to feel back to normal. On third day, they feel really good. It's hard to keep them from exercising for a week. Unlike other surgeries where you have that throbbing, aching pain afterwards, you don't really feel that with this laser procedure. The worst pain that people will feel is some men will have a burning sensation when they urinate, like pins and needles. Mm-hmm. So we give them ibuprofen, tell them to drink a lot of fluid, make the urine dilute so it's not so irritating. Mm-hmm. And that lasts for a few weeks for some men.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of men will ask, what can I do? And I know it's difficult to answer, but what can I do to prevent the prostate from enlarging? Is there any control people have to prevent it?
Yeah, so unfortunately it really is a genetic issue. So if your dad and your brother and your uncle all had difficulties with their prostate, odds are you're going to have it too. But there are things you can do to make the symptoms better. So if you are having signs and symptoms of an enlarged prostate, you really want to avoid alcohol, large amounts of caffeine, and cold medications. Certain decongestants mm-hmm. will cause the prostate to swell and put people into acute retention. So those were the three things that I would recommend avoiding if you're already having issues with your prostate.
Mm-hmm. And then a question I commonly get is sex or masturbating. Does that have, and I know the studies have been conflicting, does that have a positive effect on one's prostate and prevention of prostate cancer enlargement, or negative effect or no effect?
So I think with BPH and prostate cancer, I think there's probably, you know, the data is conflicting. I don't see any solid data that states it has an effect one way or the other. I think for prostatitis, like inflammation of the prostate, infection of the prostate, frequent ejaculation does seem to be beneficial. So if you're suffering from infections, you know, you want to make sure that you're using the equipment routinely to make sure that you clear the infection.
Exactly. So, Dr. Krambeck, how can we find out more information about what you do?
So I would direct you to two websites. The first is the Northwestern website at www.nm.org/urology. And the second one is my personal website at www.drkrambeck.com.
Fantastic. I cannot wait to have you back. Thank you and your team for all you do. We really appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for all tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know some of you guys have been shocked. You have been learning so much. I mean, learning a lot. And so I know it's been nice. It's nice to kind of teach you guys something. I don't want to just give my opinion on everything. It's nice to have guests. It's nice to teach you guys something. So I'm very, very grateful for that. All right. But I want to kind of get you guys back up to date on some of the news that's going on. So a very interesting study came out talking about T cell immunity. Now, I know you guys have been watching the news and we've spoken about immunity, and sometimes it just kind of sounds like alphabet soup. And I get it, because I took immunology in medical school. Immunology, we had a lot of immunology, and it can be confusing. You know, you got the neutrophils, you got the basophils, you got the macrophages, you got the T cells, you got the B cells, the CD4, CD8, you got innate immunity, you got acquired immunity, you got adaptive immunity. And so I get it's confusing. But many of you have taken a crash course in immunology and it brought up, and completely understandably so. Hey guys, there's a lot to natural immunity. There is. And when somebody has brought up natural immunity, they have gotten sidelined, they've gotten vilified, and been called anti-vax. Now, for those of us that do appreciate vaccines, all right, we are some of the biggest appreciators of natural immunity because we know that vaccine immunity, called artificial or acquired immunity or adaptive immunity, is only one small piece. And when you look at the whole immunity picture, you realize that it is one hell of a fantastically engineered process. You know, it's funny. My son is in engineering, and he always seemed to be fascinated with medicine, but he really, really liked engineering more, and I'm glad he went that way, you know, especially with all the changes in medicine. And he told me, you know, Mom, the most fantastically engineered thing on this earth is the human body. And I go, exactly. You know, when you look at, you know, the physics behind it, the biology behind it, the chemistry behind it, it just blows your mind. It does. And so when somebody, is told that we have a deadly virus, it's out there, we need to protect ourselves, of course we're going to bring up vaccines. Of course we're going to encourage vaccines. But that doesn't mean anybody should be ignoring the fact that natural immunity has a role. And it has just not gotten the focus that it needs. But we have a study now saying, look, T-cell immunity, which we're going to talk about in a sec, T-cell immunity could persist for over a year after a natural infection and provide some protection. Why aren't more people talking about natural immunity? Well, as I said before, because if a doctor or public official says or implies at all to go and get a pathogen on purpose, like the chickenpox parties we had as kids, and you die of COVID, the liability goes through the roof. Nobody wants to tell somebody to go and get sick. But I do believe from a public health standpoint, and this is what I said, if you are really, really truly for public health, you wouldn't ignore the concept of natural immunity, and you'd also expound on that if, like we are right now, vaccinated, boosted, and still getting a virus. So when these mandates came out and healthcare workers are like, can I show you my antibodies? Can I show you? And that's just antibodies. I mean, there's other aspects to our immunity. And no, you just do the vaccine or not. It didn't make a lot of sense to a lot of us medical professionals because the vaccines are one piece of the puzzle, an important piece. But that's, you know, if we are going to become immune or we are going to survive COVID, it does take more than the vaccine. So let me just kind of refresh some of you guys. And I wrote this, it's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook. So you got B-cell immunity, the antibody immunity, and the T-cell immunity. So T-cells, B-cell immunity you guys are pretty aware of. B-cell immunity is where a cell makes an antibody, kind of a Y-shaped thing, that will fight a pathogen, either because they've seen it before and they know to attack it, or because we train them in it, like the vaccine. So B-cell immunity makes antibodies. That's how you could remember. All right? T-cells have cells that they'll just directly kill. There's cells out there that'll just directly kill a pathogen. Or the T-cells will help the B cells. So you got the killer T cells and you got the helper cells. And again, I know I'm making this very simplified, but I really don't want to go into all the, you know, interleukins and all the, you know, tumor necrosis factor and all the different sort of aspects and pathways to this. So your T cell immunity is something that now is being studied more and more. If you don't get the big sexy headlines as you do with the vaccine immunity, but you'll see some of the pictures I show. T cells can also learn, can also have a memory of the infection or the pathogen and fight. So as we're kind of stumbling all over ourselves, figuring out how to have long-lasting B-cell immunity with the vaccines, some of our T-cells are learning it, putting it to memory, and possibly lasting a year. Now, T-cells are actually your second line of defense. So when there's a pathogen, okay, you have your innate immunity, either you inherited or it's in your body, and then you have the adaptive immunity, the immunity that had to learn, adapt. Your innate immunity has your macrophages, which will take it, and or macrophages, and then engulf it. You got your natural killer cells, dendritic cells, neutrophils, eosinophils, basophils. And then with your lymphocytes, you got your T lymphocytes, your B lymphocytes, and those are the ones that is your adaptive or your learned immunity. Now, we schooled our B lymphocytes pretty damn good, and we schooled them with the antibodies. I apologize. Let me get out of my, not sure what's going on, why I'm stuck on this one picture here. So your first line of defense, a bug comes in, you got your innate immunity, you got a direct blow from your macrophages, your neutrophil, your basophils, the eosinophils, direct killing. Then, if that pathogen gets through, you need your second line of defense. So basically, in football, all right, you got your O-line. And your O-line is supposed to, right, that's your innate immunity. Then, if not, you got your quarterback, you got your tight ends, you got your running backs, right? Those are your B-cells and T-cells that then will go and make the play. They remember the routes, say, I can do this. I can make a football analogy with immunity, okay? Although, with Tom Brady, he would have gotten COVID because, man, his O-line, his pocket just crumbled. He had no protection. I'm not sure what happened with his O-line, but Tom Brady couldn't do what he needed to do, and now the Bucks are out of the divisional or the championship. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. So with the T-cells, now remember, that's your second line of defense. A study last year published in Nature found multi-specific and long-lasting T-cell immunity against the structural N protein after infection by COVID, meaning T-cells can remember a piece of that COVID and fight it. Then in Nature Communications, a study that was done March of 2021, found that most of the recovered COVID-19 patients did develop effective T-cell memory pools against COVID. It persisted, though, about 48 to 86 days. Now, Canadian researchers found that the T-cell immunity could last a year. They found, when they looked at 23 COVID survivors, a robust persistence of T-cell memory at least 1 year after infection. So, that doesn't mean B-cell immunity doesn't work. B-cell immunity is still very, very important. You know, and B-cell immunity comes after an exposure and comes after a vaccination. But what it means is there's no I in team. Your immune system is a team where if you got your front line, hey, your O-line, you got your quarterbacks, you got, like I said, you got your linemen, you got all these pieces to the puzzle, such that quit ignoring natural immunity. Quit ignoring it, and let's realize that we're going to have to say it. What natural immunity is not a bad word. It's going to take teamwork, including your B-cells and vaccines. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.